As the U.S. military gears up for a possible war in Iraq, so too are U.S. and international relief agencies that will deal with humanitarian needs during and after any conflict there. Food, water, and temporary shelters are already being stockpiled in the region to try to prevent a humanitarian crisis, and experts say more needs to be done. United Nations officials estimate 2 million Iraqis or more could flee their homes and end up in neighboring countries or displaced inside Iraq itself. U.S. experts agree there could be that many if things go badly. That would add to some 800,000 Iraqis already registered as displaced from their homes by Baghdad's policies. Another 700,000 are listed as refugees outside Iraq's borders. Temporary refugee camps have been set up in a few places along Iraq's borders with Turkey and Iran. Other neighbors are reluctant to open their borders to an influx of refugees. David McLaughlin Carr of the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office underlines the vulnerability of Iraq's 24 million citizens who have already suffered the effects of 12 years of economic sanctions and two wars in the past 20 years.
Iraq is a very vulnerable population. You know, 1 million children under five are considered to be chronically malnourished. 5 million Iraqis lack regular access to safe water and sanitation. And 60% of the country is actually dependent entirely on the government for food and to meet their household needs, which means that any disruption of the existing infrastructure in the government in the country is going to have an immediate effect.
U.S. civilian and military planners have been working for the past 5 months on how to deal with that crisis. Joseph Collins, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Stability Operations, says the U.S. government is devoting attention to humanitarian relief. George Ward of the Defense Department's Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance insists the American military's role is not to run the relief effort, but to assist those with expertise in the field.
The first role related to the humanitarian assistance concern is to provide space for humanitarian assistance. Secondly, to facilitate relief operations by international aid organizations. And third, to coordinate efforts insofar as other organizations wish to be part of a coordination mechanism, and to share information through creation of the appropriate structures for civil-military coordination.
Deputy Assistant Secretary Joe Collins says the military also will avoid targeting relief facilities.
We're engaged in what we call humanitarian mapping, where we are acquiring the information to ensure that our combat forces know where the enemy is and where NGO, international facilities, and other facilities that have a humanitarian impact are.
The head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Andrew Natsios, says a top priority is to prevent major disruptions of the UN-sponsored Oil for Food program, which is distributed through the state-run computerized food network. 6 out of 10 Iraqis depend on it for survival.
Should there be a conflict, our intention is to protect the existing system. It is funded through the Oil for Food program.
Right.
And we expect that program and want that program to continue because the system works.
Maintaining that service will be complicated because UN staffers who run the program will have to be evacuated and would return only after the conflict ends. In the meantime, Defense Department official Joe Collins says U.S. forces plan to provide relief as they advance. A 60-member disaster relief response team would be deployed near the front lines to help coordinate aid emergencies, human rights and refugee issues, as well as reconstruction needs. Mr. Collins did not give an exact figure, but added that several thousand AID and military civil affairs people will be involved in relief efforts. In addition, thousands of UN, Red Cross, and other international aid workers will provide emergency relief services. Security analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says any U.S. relief operations in Iraq will be sharply scrutinized by the Arab world. To avoid a backlash, he says, the humanitarian response must be fast and full.
It should be enough that it's a humanitarian and moral issue, but it's also a security issue because we all know that, let's face it, a lot of the radical Muslim world and a lot of the Arab press is not that fair towards the United States. And every mistake we make in this operation is going to get 10 times more attention than everything we do right.
U.S. Red Cross and U.N. relief agencies are already stockpiling food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters in the region. So far, U.S. officials say there are more than $70 million worth of supplies to meet the short-term needs of about 1 million people. But UN and international relief agencies say much more needs to be done, and the money to fund the operations is not yet there. Non-governmental organizations, mapping out their strategies, say they are handicapped because of their limited presence inside Iraq. International Rescue Committee Director Sandra Mitchell says money for supplies is only now trickling in. She blames the slow response on the unfinished debate over the use of force to disarm Iraq.
Yes, there has been some money trickling out to increase capacity of NGOs in the region, but very, very little. Why is that? Because governments do not want to be seen as preparing for a war, and sending NGOs, humanitarian organizations, into the region by some is perceived as a signal in that direction.
The United Nations has launched an appeal for more than $123 million to pay for additional food and emergency supplies. The Bush administration will be making its own appeal to the U.S. Congress for more funds, too. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Washington.